No, the government can't tell me what it is that I believe. They're all poisoned out and brainwashed up in Washington, D.C. I can't be bought, I can't be twisted up, cause I know who I am. Ain't no army gonna take my rights or come up on my land. Granddaddy gave me this gun.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Easter all across Battlefield America. I am your host, Thomas Pascal, and you are listening to America Strong Patriot Podcast and also following America Strong Patriot Radio Network, as within the last 6 years, we have grown big time. Also, with all the support from every single one of you, sharing the news, sharing the articles, everything, and we're the tip of the spear, just like InfoWars and every single independent news outlet out there that actually gives a damn about the American people. And more than anything, we're the real deal. And folk, we have a lot to discuss in the coming week. We have the total solar eclipse. We have CERN that's about to be activated again. We got three rockets that NASA is launching into space. And it just so happens, Devil's Comet, right? But also, let's not forget that a couple days ago, the New World Order, used, of course, Biden as the puppet that he is, has decided to declare today as National Transgender Visibility Day. So, let's get this straight. A man who can't even win in sports, joins the women's team as identified as a transgender woman, a man who wears drag, we have to appreciate them? No, we don't. I mean, they already get it an entire month. Now, it's Easter, the day that Christ rose up from the dead, right? It's happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day. And it's just, folk, there's a lot that's happening right now. So I want to get to the point on what is happening. We're already seeing the Francis Scott Key Bridge get taken down, right? What a coincidence. That's an attack on us right there. America, right? The national anthem. So, moving forward, there's just so much coincidences that we are seeing right now. So much. And knowing that this is a big year, and I did say, watch, there's going to be events coming. A lot of you also suspected it too, because this year it is more than just an election year. It's where we go as America. Do we stand together united, or do we surrender our freedom, or more importantly, our faith to these sickos that want to arrest us, turn us into a neo-Nazi third world crap hole, where they'll lock us down on purpose, kick in our doors, take our children away from our families, which part of the whole New World Order is, what? To remove the child away from the family and put them in homes where they'll be raped, tortured, brainwashed, indoctrinated by yours truly, the Satanic World Order. So, not only that, these are the same government officials that want to launch nuclear weapons and frame Russia. The destruction of our nation is coming if we do not do something now. And what we have to do is continue to help one another, continue to protect our communities. America is under siege like never before. Folk, I said this from the start. I'm also going to be launching a campaign as well against these globalist bastards. We have to get out there. We must preach the word of God. We must unite as many Americans, try and help them break away from the slumber that they've been in, because make no mistake, the attack on our freedom is happening before our eyes. Now, there's just so much I want to get into detail with, but make no mistake that our children's future hangs in the balance. It is us and Trump and every single American politician that actually backs us, that want to work for us, are in the way. So they remove those politicians, they remove Trump, they remove us. Our kids are vulnerable, but that's why they're attacking us. That's why they are labeling us conspiracy theories. That's why they're labeling us terrorists, because we believe in the Constitution. We believe in God Almighty. We believe in the right to vote. We believe in the right to choose on what these politicians should do instead of them choosing for us. These unelected officials that are in our country right now have shown who they are. They're committing high levels of treason on a daily basis. We got food prices that are skyrocketing. Now look, The Simpsons once again. We are looking at predictive programming at its finest. All these events that The Simpsons have put in, that's all it is. It's a script. We are living on a script on the next event. And pretty soon, look, we already had the Harvard school teaching, having kids watch that movie about blowing up the pipelines. Now I see that happening this year. They're going to blow up the pipelines next. Even if Trump wins the election, we win the election as well, they're going to make sure that we have a mess for the next 4 years. And they are willing to do that at all costs. Folk, this is it. Revolution is coming. Civil war. And I mean, I can't even really call it civil war. We are under attack. This is what they wanted to do. And to those of you brainwashed dipshits out there saying, oh yeah, the politicians aren't having our votes. They really wanted your votes. They want to be needing millions of illegals just to have the vote. Or should I say millions of criminals, terrorists, rapists, gangbangers, MS-13, and all sorts of sickos, human child traffickers. And, oh man. Also this year, I am going to make another prediction that we are going to have terror sleeper cells activate. Watch. And I'm not using fear porn. I'm not spreading any fear. No. This is the reality. They just took down Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is what? He wrote the national anthem. And not only that, that's one of the biggest ports in America. That's been destroyed. Now, all up the northern eastern seaboard. Who knows? They might attack the Brooklyn Bridge next. Careful. I mean, who knows what could happen? But they already destroyed a lot of the farmland. They're chemtrailing us every day. Like, come on, you climate activists. You want to talk about cow farts causing climate crisis? Why don't you protest about them poisoning the air, poisoning our water, poisoning our food, and using lab-grown meat, fake 3D printed meat that they're serving on shelves, bug-infused meat? Tyson Food has just said, well, we're using bug ingredients. I am no longer buying any Tyson Food products. They are now a boycott. They are being boycotted. So, and what did Trump say? Everything woke turns to what? Just think, to crap. And then, if you believe it, excuse me, if you believe in wokeism, you're a loser. Like, Hollywood and all these musicians have done what over the years? Attack us, even though they got no business being in our everyday life. They're making millions of dollars, probably raping and trafficking kids too, because look, a lot of them are on Epstein's list. Black book, right? Going to Epstein Island. I mean, we can't start with the politicians and all the unelected officials going to Epstein Island. We gotta talk about Marshall Mathers, right? Eminem, he comes out, he gay bashes, talks about murdering his mom and all, and now he gets involved with politics. He's taking a knee. Marshall Mathers, this is for you. You're nothing but a pussy and a coward. Point blank, what happened? Big Slim Shady, right? What happened to your balls? Seems like you lost them to Snoop Dogg. Right? He got you by the balls. Snoop Dogg, what another globalist piece of crap. High times. We want to talk about the marijuana industry. Oh, yes. Snoop Dogg is saying that they need to start raising the marijuana prices for medical recipients. I'm all for plant life. I'm all for taking a look at herbal medicine, not Big Pharma. Because, look, Big Pharma, overdose, right? All these big major corporations, these pharmaceutical corporations have done nothing but cause destruction. The opioid crisis, fentanyl. The number one death in America, besides abortion, is fentanyl. Yes, I was reading the data tables. It's all showing. And now Kennedy, with him running for president, he made a stupid choice on a running mate. He should have gone with someone who's conservative. Like Nicole Shanahan, she was married to one of the CEOs of Google. She's all about AI. I heard her speech. While Kennedy takes on these corporations, she's going to be investing in AI as VP. Now, this is where it gets scary. She's a globalist, pro-abortionist, full-blown lefty who didn't want to support Kennedy, but then Kennedy decides to pick her. Like, come on. What the hell, Robert? You want the people to back you, then why are you picking globalists? Why are you picking pro-leftists to run your campaign? Like, yeah, you talk about your father and your uncles, America, then make it happen instead of supporting what they are up against. You talk about environmental, okay. You want to get rid of Big Pharma? I agree. There's a lot of key things. He wants to shatter the CIA to pieces. I agree with that. The CIA is nothing but a threat. No, the CIA is a threat to national security. Just like the FBI, just like all these federal agencies that have decided to back one political movement and turn against we, the American people, like the Nazis, right? Look how many federal agencies they had to control the world. It is happening before our own eyes. This is a full-blown attack. And this ain't fake, folk. And some of you are like, wow. You know, I have known about this since I was a kid, since I was a teenager. I grew up to listening about the end of days, all this. And folk, I'm also a proud 3%er. I am proud to be an American patriot. Even though we're labeled as domestic terrorists and all of us are being jailed for our First Amendment right. And oh, January 6th, January 6th will always be known as a scam. And to this day, who initiated the federal agencies to attack their political opponent and those that support the political opponent? I believe, and we the people, I believe that both parties are a disaster. Yes, we got some for Trump on both ends of the aisle, but they are being silenced. Those that back Trump, those that back us are being silenced, are being canceled. We don't have a political party that represents us. And I said this during my live streams with you, which some of y'all have listened, like, wow, I am pro-faith, pro-God, I am pro-life. Abortion is murder. And to all the women that say, well, I'm gonna go get an abortion, and then they end up having babies, right? All because they want to hit child support on the father. They use this scheme for a reason. And it's disgusting. Like, you take a look at these lefties compared to the ones who will kill their baby on purpose and laugh about it. Now, those mothers should be arrested and charged with baby slaughter. Manslaughter, woman slaughter, right? If a man kills a woman, I mean, well, men slaughter, it makes sense. Like, first degree woman slaughter. Now baby slaughter. You know what? I'm just making these words up, but it would make sense. First degree murder of an unborn baby. And for the doctor to kill the baby at the age, all the way up to birth, snipping the baby's legs, snipping the vocal cords, and take a look at the videos that are being shared. They're selling these baby parts to universities, to cannibals, the ones that love to eat human flesh. And the news article I wrote about how Planned Parenthood was caught selling baby organs to these universities. It wasn't too long ago where the University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was using up murdered baby heads on lab rat bodies. They're doing human animal experiments. Like, this is insane. The attack on our kids, the attack on our country, the attack on our food and our environment is nothing but hell. But where's the outrage? Oh, if we try and speak against it, we're terrorists. We get canceled off of Spotify. We get canceled off of these big tech social media platforms where it's going to come down that we use the dark web. So if they don't want us above the water, it's time we go into the dark deeps of the water, right? I mean, I've never used the dark web in a long time. The only time I did, I was curious about it, and this was when I was a teenager. But after that, I was like, eh, it's not worth it. But for us to stay in contact, what else can we do? We got to start doing whatever it takes. Our enemy is using artificial intelligence, which China is now producing, where AI can have babies. Sounds like the Cylons from Battlestar Galactica, where they're using animal-robot hybrids. What about the human animal hybrids, right? That they've been experimenting using the sperm of a goat and the man of a goat. The male sperm as well, the seed. They are seriously conducting experiments. And I'm not kidding when I say this. But where's the outrage? Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Look how crazy you look. Oh, man. And then you get the... These Karens, I think my friend is a terrorist. He's making up all this stuff. I don't like what he's doing. He's misgendering someone who's not even the actual gender. And even though he's calling them their actual gender, yeah, right? I mean, if you're a male, you got a penis. All right, to those that are born with both parts, hermaphrodites, the ones that are born with the penis and tits, like, I get it. You're the actual transsexuals and hermaphrodites. But to a man going to get his genitals snipped and turning into a woman, that's not transsexualism. That's you looking like a complete douchebag. An idiot. I mean, I'm proud to be a male. I was born with a penis, just like to all you men out there. God gave us these bodily functions for a reason, not to get it clipped off. I mean, but to see these sickos like Admiral Richard Levine, first it was doctor, right? A psychiatrist who decided to dress like a woman and now he's admiral. He never served in the military, no military background. Biden nominates him admiral and gave him the Medal of Freedom. I mean, that's all we've seen from this stupid administration. They're busy legalizing Satanism. They're busy legalizing crime. And yet, when we question it, when we question their Marxism, oh, we're bad. Oh, go burn the American flag. It's a symbol of hate. Oh, it's a symbol of terrorism. Yeah, no, it's not. Like, what has happened within these last 4 years? Now, actually, let's talk about within the last 8 years. Because during Trump, we have seen the enemy protest. We have seen the enemy try to burn down Washington, D.C. in the name of Black Lives Matter, which is another scam. Look how much money they made. They didn't donate that money to the Black Lives. They used it for themselves and got fancy mansions and cars. They used it for luxury. Right? What a scam Black Lives Matter was. I mean, now, like, you can't make this stuff up. Kyle Rittenhouse is labeled as a terrorist because he defended himself. And this kid, he did what he had to. I'm sorry, but if you're going to point a gun at me and try and stab me and I'm armed, it's either kill or be killed, and I'm not the one who's going to be killed. I'm going to do whatever it takes to defend my life. So, kudos to Kyle Rittenhouse, and kudos to every single one of you Americans for defending your homes from home invaders that want to come in and burglarize and kill you and kill your kids, if not rape them. Like, this is a sick reality. Pedophiles are being protected while our children are not being protected. Our children are being led to be killed by the Democrats, by these radical movements, but there's no outrage. There is no outrage whatsoever. Why? Because the left and the media, which is owned by the CIA, which is owned by all these big media oligarchs, oh, it's okay to kill a baby. It's okay to destroy your own country. It's okay to do whatever you want with your body, your choice. Right? Just like on how they tried to force the vaccine. My body, my choice? Yeah, I'm not taking the shot. Fuck you. God bless you, actually. Language. As a Christian, I try not to curse as much. I'm just one ticked off American. How can we not? But I'm not inciting violence. What I want is for us to continue to do what we do best. I mean, inflation is high. Like, you can't even get $20 worth of groceries for 20 bucks. You're spending, what, at least 50 to 100? And 20 bucks is maybe 3 to 4 items? At Walmart, Kroger, right? Albertsons, if that's even still around anymore. Like, you cannot make this stuff up. You can't, folk. Like, this is a madhouse. It really is, because our freedom is being attacked by the globalists. And to see the attack on Easter, let's not forget that Christ died for our sins. His blood was spilt for us. And then he resurrected. Today is about him. Not, oh, the god of sex or the goddess of sex, what they say, right? Today is about Christ. And it is amazing. We are living in history-making times. We are living in such times that, folk, we are the future. And I will say this again. What do we tell our children? What story do we give them? Because the story I want them to know and our grandchildren is that we held the line against the globalists. That as a Christian-loving, patriot, proud American, we fought and we held the line and we made sure that these politicians work for us and that we work for them. Like, our children's future hangs in the balance. The education system is bloated. It's all, and what I mean by bloated, it's all corrupt by pedophiles. They're all being protected. We're seeing the agenda of destroying America, of destroying our youth. We are seeing it big time. But when you got America, some of this country be eradicated, it's just disgusting. Like, it's hard to get around nowadays. Inflation being an all-time high, our country is where it shouldn't be. We should not be at the crossroads, folk. And let me tell you, we won't be for much longer. I mean, we must protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We must do whatever it takes, because this is where we're at. It is up to us to defend. It is up to us to bring peace and prosperity, the pursuit of happiness, liberty, law and order back to this country. Land of the free, home of the brave, and God we trust. And to see these politicians that don't even give a damn about us destroy our very way of life, destroy America, do whatever it takes to destabilize our country, turn us into the bad guy, everything. It ain't hate speech. It's speech that they hate. We've been canceled. A lot of us have been jailed. Look, you can have a drag queen twerk in front of a kid's face out there pride over the summer, right? During their pride month or whatever. Our veterans get what? A day or two, if not three? While the LGBTQP pedophilia community, and I'm not saying all LGBT is for pedophiles. They have divided that community, because no one cared if you were gay. No one cared if you were a lesbian, bisexual. And now we got these lefties going out, showing off, having gay sex in front of our kids. We've seen it in the parades where a man is whipping another man while they are in GIMP. And they're shoving their butts and nuts in our kids' faces. It's disgusting. Like, I didn't care. I don't care what you are. But, you know, now it's all, we have to surrender. Our kids must obey. Our kids don't have to obey the New World Order. Our kids have the right to choose for themselves when they get older. But brainwashing them at the age of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like the news article, what these pedophiles love to do, and the age range on how they love kids, it's just sickening. It really is sickening that these grown men say that they love to have sex with kids 0 to 9 years old. A newborn baby. Now, you touch a child at that age, I don't care who you are, you will be arrested and you will face death row. Like, how can anyone have pleasure with a baby? It's borderline disgusting. To those that want to, oh, well, it's normal. How dare you judge us? We ain't judging you. If that's what you like, that is wrong. Taking pleasure from a child, because no woman wants to be with you. So you got to take it out on an innocent life. An innocent child who's got the whole life ahead. Like, it really is horrible. It's disgusting. Folk, this is where we are at in America. Where we are seeing the evil transform this country into what? Oh, well, we're the good guys. And us, the good, Christian-loving American patriots, no matter, and for those of you, no matter what religion you are, American patriots, this is war on us. War against our freedom. This is war against our homeland. They are looking on doing whatever it takes. Knowing 8 days away, the big events that I was just discussing, things are going to start happening. I mean, I don't know what else is going to come this year. But folk, do not let your guard down, but do not be dismayed. Remember, God talks about it. Jesus talks about it in the Bible. Do not be dismayed. Do not worry about these times. We must continue to live our life. Like, oh, it's no surprise. Look, it's not a surprise at all that our enemy is attacking us. And I guess some of you can debate with me about my faith. Oh, well, yeah, about, no, I'm not pushing religion. That is not what I'm doing. But yes, we are living in biblical times. I believe it. we're living in so much dangerous times that we haven't seen before. It's like we're living in a horror movie. Look, I mean, we got these cicada bugs. There's going to be a nasty outbreak coming with them. A nasty swarm of two types. And now, rumor has it, of a locust swarm. And wouldn't that be planned because Bill Gates, what did he just do recently? Launch geo-engineered mosquitoes onto the people. So it would not be a surprise if they did what? If they launched another bio attack with locusts, a planned locust swarm. Would that be a surprise? Nah, at this point, nothing is a surprise with them. We've seen through the lies. We all knew about this coming. Like, folk, our goal is to wake up as many Americans. Our goal is to unite with as many Americans. We must unite. We must hold the line. We must continue to do whatever it takes because we have to protect our children. We have to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. The blood of patriots. We are America's last stand. We are America's final stand. We must win. We have no choice. Because if all else fails, folk, then what? America's gone. We're under the New World Order. A lot of us will be arrested. A lot of us will be prosecuted. Because of people. Oh, my feelings. Oh, they're not vaccinated. They're not boosted. They're not following the CDC guidelines. Like, you cannot make this stuff up. You can't. So, at this point, folk, it's just, I don't know. But at the same time, we do know because it is up to us. Like what President John F. Kennedy stated, ask not what our country can do for us, ask what we can do for our country. Like there was a picture I took a couple nights ago, the American flag lit up in the night sky, big beautiful stars and stripes. You see the beautiful stars right around the flag too, the light beaming on it with a farmer's tractor, and to see that flag waving in the wind. We have a chance. God is telling us this. We have hope. We have faith. And we are America's last line of defense. They already destroyed our military by defunding our military, by kicking out those that refuse to take the shot for questioning the Marxist ideology. The Pentagon has gone full-blown treason. Our federal agencies have betrayed the American people. They are a threat to the national security. They are a threat to our country. And those that are working for us in these agencies, it is only a matter of time before our enemy turns on them. This is where we stand as Americans. We are in a time where we must choose. Do we continue to be God-fearing, loving Americans, or do we surrender? Because I'm not going to surrender to the New World Order. Never. I will never surrender our children's future to the New World Order. We will never take a knee for their ideology. We will never bend. We will never break. As a patriot, it is my job. It is our job to fight the hard fight. Because we will not bend, we will not break, we will never surrender to globalism. We are America strong. It is up to us to make America safe again. It is up to us to make America great again. Like, Trump is one man. He can't do all the work. He expects us, and which this is a life lesson. It is up to us to share God's unfailing love. It is up to us to spread the message and share the light. The globalists are here. Their armies are in our country. They are committing high levels of treason. We are under siege by millions of criminals from these radical crap hole nations. The ones that kill Christians, the ones that kill their own people, kick in their doors and aim guns at them. FEMA and all these armed federal agencies are arming themselves while also putting in gun control centers and trying to take away the guns from you, the American people. They want to disarm us and arm our enemies like they are going to protect us. And it's sickening that they are saying we are not allowed here in America anymore. That we the people don't have a right. We the people don't have a say. And that's what's disgusting. This is our land. This is our country. We have the right to live freely. If the left can go out there and burn down a city, scream at the top of their lungs until they're dizzy because they don't like us standing for our freedom of speech, that we are terrorists, we are Nazis, then we have the right to hold rallies, to be with one another, to be American. And what it means to be a patriot is not what Antifa and the BLM scumbag movement is. To be an American means that you love this country, that you are willing to die by protecting her, by protecting and defending the Constitution of the United States from foreign and domestic terrorists and enemies, even our own politicians. We must protect our country. Lady Liberty is in harm's way. Our freedom is in the balance. What will they do? If they take away our freedom, what will we do? They will make sure martial law is in place. They will put us in these camps. They will kill us. They will destroy our very way of life. Take our kids away. Rape them. Torture them. Murder them. They will do whatever it takes. This is the real enemy. Global entities, these demonic hidden society entities, are making moves by the second to kill us. That's why they want war with Russia. That's why they want to pull all these attacks. Because we are not going to give in to the radical left-wing agenda. I mean, my campaign, our campaign, is that we stand with Trump. We stand with those that want to defend America, that want to defend our right, our sovereignty. What? Should I be afraid of the FBI placing us under arrest? Placing me under arrest for my First Amendment, for speaking the truth? While we got pedophiles out here twerking their asses in front of kids, saying it's okay for a stranger to touch their penis? To touch her vagina? No. Touch my kid, see what happens. That's not a threat. You touch my kid, you will be arrested, but you will not have a fair trial. I will make sure that you are sitting in prison for life. I promise. Because I am an American. And our freedom matters. Now where these snowflakes want to complain and moan and tweet and drink Starbucks, foo-foo man, go wherever. Well, foo-foo man, you better understand the politicians that you represent are not representing you. It is not in your best interest. They don't like you. And to all you lefties, they do not like you. They do not want you. And to see some of you lefties protesting Biden, free Palestine, here's the thing. Free Israel. Israel will be known as the country where Jesus was born, the country that God created and got the Israelites out of Egypt. I get it. What is happening? The mass genocide. I'm for the people of the Palestinians. But understand this. There is no Palestine. The people that are being murdered today is by the NWO. They are using these wars to gain as much momentum as they can. And I'm saying this from the heart. What can we do today? What can any of you do in this very moment? I mean, just think about it. America, this is war. Why is a war? How is a war? Well, let me tell you a little story. 1776, when the Declaration of our Independence was written by our founding fathers. Look what happened. We overthrew British rule. Look who's got control of our country now. It ain't the British. I mean, they act like the British with high taxes, right? They're pulling everything they did 200 years ago. Actually, 250 years ago. How long is it going to take for us to bring the America that we had back? Where, oh, feelings. We all joked. Everyone could take a joke. No one cared about your sexuality. No one cared about you dressing like a woman. We all got along. We all, what? Sports? Baseball, right? It's baseball season. I'm a Mets fan. Like, we actually got along. We had rivalries like that. Not where you liked Trump or hated Trump. Like, all this political divisiveness started because of the establishment. They wanted control of the people. And when the people started to wake up, what did they do? They had to do something. They caused division on purpose. During the Obama years, look what he did to Ukraine. Look what he did to the Middle East. Him and this government destabilized it. And now look at Biden. How many Americans have died under Biden? A big number. More than what they're telling us. But oh, we're just conspiracy nuts. No, we're not. I speak from the heart that as an American, that we must all unite. We have the torch. God gave us the torch. He gave us the Bible. He gave us the tools. Trump gave us the tools to make America great again. He gave us the tools to make America safe again. Because, folk, let's say they do take out Trump. Let's say they do take out those that are representing us. What then? It is up to us. It is up to the people. Look, our veterans are living in camps while the illegals, the criminals, and the foreign nationalists get buses, 5-star luxury hotels, get free housing, free healthcare, free education, while our veterans and the American people get nothing. Biden is stripping Social Security and he's blaming the Republicans. He's blaming the Americans. Well, the Republicans are busy sunsetting Social Security. They are removing all of our benefits and giving it to our enemies. This is not, no, oh, we're here to get out of our country. Julio is here to destroy our nation, to conquer. We've seen them raise their country's flags and burn ours. Like, they just conquered our nation. But it's okay for them to be here? But we're the threat? We're the problem? Let that sink in. Ladies and gentlemen, today's the first of the week. Yesterday was the Sabbath. Just think. What is to come? What more has to be done before more people take a stand? And I'm not saying this in a violent manner. I'm not here to incite violence. I'm not here to incite an insurrection. The insurrection is already here. It already happened. By those that want to destroy America and turn us into China, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, the Middle East, and every single radical third world nation. Just think about this, folk. As I finish up, I'm more than just a journalist. I'm more than just a radio podcast host. I am blessed to be living in history making times. I am blessed to be an American. Because, folk, where we're at in today's America is a question. Where do we go from here? Just remember that. Ask those questions. How much further do we have to go before? What? I mean, how much more suffering do we have to endure? I mean, we are the light in darkness. So, y'all have a fantastic Easter. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. We are America Strong. And God bless the United States of America.